dark shadows, dreams of long ago.
When you gaze at your own reflection long enough, strange things begin to happen. At first, it's little things. A change in the shape of your mouth or a raising eyebrow. And then after a while, things start to get wild. Before long, I saw my face begin to melt and deform, first into a distorted vision of my mother, and then into something altogether more animal. As though something primitive were dormant inside me, just waiting to take over.
Quentin checked his watch. 1:43 a.m. on the year's last day. In a way a cloud can suddenly be a bear or a fish, the distant hiss became words. So long. Nearer now. It's been so long. Help me, Quentin Collins.
I knew instantly the man was dead. His body sprawled across the rock in an uncomfortable, unnatural pose no living person could have borne. His shirt soaked in blood, almost black in the bright moonlight, from the deep wound in his chest. I felt a sudden, desperate pang of hunger, but forced myself to remain calm. I stared at the man. Middle-aged and grey, unremarkable except for his dramatic death.
Once upon a time, because that's how all stories start, there was an astrologer called Sebastian Shaw, and he had a unique gift. He really could see into the future. But poor Sebastian Shaw, he made one mistake. He never tried to see his own future. If he had, he'd have never come to Collinsport in the first place. He'd never have taken Maggie Evans to Wincliffe Sanitarium, and he'd never have ended up trapped there himself.
Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.